Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Sorry for my voice. I have a cold. I hope that you can understand what I say. Glenn, would you be so kind to make a roll call?
Certainly, Olga. On the line, we have Olga Cavelli, Chuck Gomes, Claudia DeGangi, Krista Papak. Tony Harris is busy calling in again, and Victoria McEvedy.
Excuse me, Anthony Harris now join.
Hello. Hey, do I still have an echo?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Are you hearing an echo when I talk?
Yes, but it's not.
Okay,
really
this 0800 is no good. I'll call on the regular. I'll call back on the regular phone.
Would you like us to call out to you, Tony? And then for start, we have Julie Headland and Glenda Saint-Jury, myself.
Thank you.
And we have just had SS that has joined the call, too.
Great. Thank you for joining us today.
So can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
A process suggestion.
Okay.
I don't know if others are like me, but I don't have time to be a part of every subtask group because it takes too much time, and
yes.
I have lots of other responsibilities, including my regular job. So it would be really helpful if each subtask group would work together to come up with their proposed document and then present it to the full work team for discussion. I realized after I got involved, I kind of was assuming on all of these that each subtask group in total was putting this forward, and I don't think that was the case in several cases. So what I would suggest is the subtask groups work through their differences, and where they can reach consensus, make sure that's included in the document. In cases where they don't, make that clear and cite minority opinions or whatever. And then once they have done that process, bring it back to the full work team for consideration. I spent an awful lot of time in the last 2 weeks going through individual documents that I'm now learning really didn't have the agreement of the full subtask team, and if I do continue to do that, I'm not going to sleep. So that would be my suggestion for going forward. And then once the subtask team, and this is the working group model that we've been using in the GNSO on lots of things as that has been evolving. So it's consistent with some of the recommendations to follow the GNSO working group model. I don't have any problem if anyone has a specific question regarding a subtask document that I'm not a team member of answering questions, but I don't have the time to keep going through these and participate in every subtask team. So I'd rather have a fairly complete document where all subtask members have participated before I jump into it and comment.
Thank you very much, Jack. I think it's a good
idea. Olga, I like to say,
yes,
as a task leader on this.
Sorry,
Olga.
SS, I didn't get that.
No, on Chuck's suggestion, I'd like to comment as a subtask leader of subtask 1. Now, how I worked was that I used to prepare a document and circulate to subtask team, three persons. I am the fourth person there. So I'll circulate to all three and give them a week's time. And if any comment has come, I'll incorporate that. Now, it is only when we started hurrying it on Olga's suggestions, I started posting to the WP. So that way, as far as subtask 1 is there, it can be taken that whole of the subtask team has worked on that, and there is no difference of opinion. So that's how, from my side, it can be taken.
So SS, can I clarify? So what you're saying is all the members of your subtask team supported what you put forward. And I don't mean didn't comment. You know, but they all supported it, and that's good to know. Okay? So I appreciate that.
Chuck, if I may, I think you made a very good point, but let me tell you that in our working team, we are eight active participants, and we have four subtasks working teams. So your suggestion is very good, but in the moment, we have four documents from four sub-teams, and then we will have to review. What I think from your suggestion, I think it's good, and perhaps once the subtask leaders prepare the draft document already reviewed by the subtask team, they could also add comments if they received already some feedback from other members of the working team, so we don't repeat our work. I don't know if you understood what I mean.
No, that's okay, Olga. But my point is that in some cases, I'm getting the distinct impression that there was not agreement on the subtask team, and maybe I'm wrong on that.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I just have to jump in on this because I think I addressed this on the list last night, and we all made the choice last week of how to proceed in incorporating comments and whether to have a call before the next draft went around. So, there's no slave hand here. While there have new comments come in on the last draft, because I think it's my draft that you're referring to, you know, I did make it quite clear to everyone that we had the choice and we chose to have another draft incorporating written comments, knowing that we would have to make time to reach consensus. So I'm slightly reacting to your suggestion that something untoward has occurred because it was a deliberate choice made by everyone. You know, there's not necessarily an ideal way to approach these things, and we are operating under time pressure, which impacted the choice.
Well, we created our own time pressure, and I think we've discovered that didn't work. All I'd like to know when I see these documents is who, you know, is it supported by the full subtask team? If there is disagreement, just point that out. It would make it a lot helpful. I don't have time to go through every iteration of these things for all subtask teams.
Yes, I agree, and I had already spent hours last night and this morning reading all the documents and all the edits. So I think that Chuck's idea is very good. Perhaps what we could do, and this is one suggestion that I'm proposing to you, is each subtask leader could prepare a draft including all the feedback that they received. And if there is no agreement from any of the members of the sub-working team, just stated in the document, and if there is agreement, also stated, and if there is some other feedback already included from other members of the working team, just listed at the beginning, so we know what we have to read and what we don't have to read. Is something like feasible this way, or what do others think?
Olga, another practical suggestion would be if people would use the comment function instead of inserting comments in the document itself.
Okay.
It'll make it a lot easier to clean up the document at the end.
Chuck, this is Krista. Can I just ask a question? So, meaning rather than using track changes and actually typing into the document.
Track changes works fine for proposed edits, but not for comments.
And then use the insert for comments. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, when you accept the track changes, it'll accept the comments. And you don't want that to happen because those are on the side. So if you insert a comment, it'll be off to the side or at the bottom, depending on which format you're using. It's a lot easier to clean up the document at the end, and it'll save us all some time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
That's a very good suggestion, using the comment function. And so, as a practical suggestion, let's say that in a week, all the subtask team leaders could prepare a new draft version with incorporated comments and try to find consensus about their own sub-working teams. Is that a good idea?
Would like to speak to this from my perspective in relation to subtask 1.2. I mean, because the issues are so contentious, I spent a lot of time on this and set out the arguments and included everybody's comments until the last round. Now, I don't want to spend another week, you know, really amending something so large, and I'm not really prepared to necessarily put in red line edits to commentary. However, I just want to put a marker down that I think we need to have some room to move there. Obviously, what we're going to be focusing on here is the actual wording of the recommendations. And in relation to subtask 1.2, I think we're going to have a subtask group meeting, a telephone meeting, maybe more than one, focusing on the language of the recommendations.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, yeah, and we already talked about that in our last call, and we could let's arrange that in between the subtask group. Victoria, I am not available next week, but we can do the other week, or if you want, just go ahead without me, and then I can read or hear the MP3 recording. But we can set up this conference call maybe. During this week, we can arrange it for the other week or next week.
And Olga, I think that illustrates that the subtask teams are going to need more than a week to do this test, and that makes a lot of sense with all the discussion that's got on. I think probably they're going to need 2 or 3 weeks, but I'll let others speak up on that.
My idea about 1 week, I think it's a short time. It was just to just prepare clean documents, draft document to start. I don't know if I'm clear.
I understand. I thought you wanted them to consensus in a week.
No, it's too soon. In 1 week we can have 4 documents with some edits already incorporated as clean draft documents from each subtask leader. And then each subtask team may review and try to achieve consensus. And then we can agree in doing some conference call, Victoria, if you want. We already did one, and I think it was very useful. And you have received many comments to your document, which I think it's a very good document. And I would like to make a comment to FF's comments he said before about one thing that I said, that it was good that Chuck and Tony commented and their opinions. I think there is value in experience, and also I think there is value in the vision of people like SS and myself, that we don't belong to a constituency and we talk as individuals. And I think that we have to find a balance. I think there is value in experience because they know how the constituency's dynamic work, and you cannot change that from one day to the other one. So if you really want to make changes, you have to make suggestions, but also you have to respect the structure of the groups, of the working teams, of what is people accustomed to do, because it's not changeable, soon changeable. So this is why I said that the value of Chuck and Tony's comments is there.
Can I address that, Olga? Because
sure.
I also wanted to comment on that. Yeah. I have to say, I thought your comments. I was disturbed by your comments as well. I think that we are in a working group. Every commentator's perspective is of equal weight, and I think we need to approach it that way. Obviously, people are informed by their different experiences, but their experiences are different and may lead to different conclusions. And I don't think it's helpful to suggest that some people's opinions are more weighty, important, informed, and what have you. They're particular. I just think it's not a big deal, but I think I don't think it's helpful to suggest that some of the members of this working group views necessarily are preferable to others. And we're all equal in a working group structure, and that's the basis of the whole, all the work that's being done around, how working groups should operate.
Did anyone suggest that? I missed it if they did.
Yeah, I missed it too. I didn't hear anybody suggesting anything to that effect.
No, it's just only a comment I made that I found. I said that thank Chuck and Tony for your comments, because you have a lot of experience. it work in inconsistencies. And my point is, and I've been saying this, in, I think, in every of our conference calls, I think we all bring value to this working team, and I'm totally convinced about that. My point is that constituencies exist. Now they will be stakeholder groups or interest groups, and they have their own groups and dynamics and politics, and that won't change. So hearing the experience and trying to incorporate new ideas and that balance will bring really value to our work and our proposal. If we don't include the visions from the already existing constituencies, then we will have a problem because the document will be just rejected. And this is why I have insisted so much to have feedback and participation from the business constituency, from the non-commercial users constituency, and this is my point. I'm not making specific differentiation about Victoria, Chuck, SS, or myself. I think we all bring value, but I think it's relevant to have feedback from already existing constituencies, because if we are going to make a document which is totally different from the reality of what is happening now, then we will bring something which is not feasible. I don't know if you think I am totally wrong or what you think about this. This was my comment. I apologize if it was misunderstood. This is why I commented in this way.
Olga, if I can speak, I understand
sure.
your comment perfectly, and I think you're quite right. And I did, I think I heard, I think SS say something about people from constituencies trying to maintain the status quo. I may have misinterpreted. I think that's a little adventuresome to make such a statement. We do have some concerns because we have to continue operating the constituencies. You know, it's not just like everything's decided up in the air. We turn everything around 180 degrees and rush around doing things like mad. We have day jobs, all of us, and constituencies operate on a very slim time margin and effort. That's the only point I was trying to make.
Okay. Victoria, did I answer your concern? And my apologies again. It was not my intention to make a specific differentiation in between the different participants of this working team. I think that we have to consider what has been done, and because these groups will exist, maybe with another name, maybe with another frame for participation, but the groups will remain, and the way of working somehow will remain. So we cannot differentiate that much our recommendations from that reality.
I mean, you know, well, I mean, look, I think, you know, my views are very clear because I see that all the background, but I don't think we're really proposing, I don't think, my own view is that nothing particularly dramatic is really being proposed. And I think, you know, we all ought to try and put aside the interest, you know, we ought be participating as individuals, you know, with the experience that we have, informed by it, but, you know, conscious of the public trust function. We are trying to improve the journey, so it's been criticised by new, you know, some of these basics do need improvement, and if we can just all of us, I think, avoid sort of knee-jerk reactions and try and focus on specifics, you know, what would really be a hugely burdensome and what wouldn't, and we, you know, rather than perhaps taking policy positions, I just think we'll probably make some real progress. But thanks, Olga, for clarifying that. I really appreciate it.
Olga, could I get in queue and speak?
Tony?
I get in the queue too. Olga, this is Claudia.
Okay. Tony was first.
Yeah, I'd just like
okay,
to respond to what's just been said. I think it's a very good proposition, Victoria. My proposition would be, rather than making this report sound like, well, I think you've all seen movies where internal affairs goes into the police department and makes everybody very unhappy, perhaps we could attempt to give the report a constructive, let's say, approach, which proposes some solutions for improvements without what, in my probably mistaken opinion, is that, I mean, it's a report that sort of says this is a disaster, and you know, I don't think it's a disaster. I think it needs to be improved. But the way we're saying this is telling everybody, look what's been going on. This is terrible. And I don't think that's the situation at all. I think improvements can be suggested in a constructive manner without making it look as if, you know, this has been in the dark ages the last 11 years.
Thank you, Tony. Claudio?
Yeah, I had just a couple comments. One was just a process question. I know when there's a formal PDP launched in the GNSO at certain points, the work will go out for constituency comment. And I was wondering, at some point, maybe not when it's within our work team, but maybe when it gets up to the next level, whether or not that was going to happen with these reports, or I was just trying to understand the process of how this was eventually going to get to the council.
Chuck, could you help me with that
sure.
question, which is very good from Claudio?
Yeah, absolutely. This work team will develop some. Keep in mind, these are all of the GNSO improvement teams right now are implementation work teams. Tasked with developing implementation plans for GNSO improvement recommendations made by the board governance committee and approved by the board. So this team will come up with a set of recommendations, they will go to the operations steering committee for first review, and that review then they will either pass it on to the council. Or maybe come back with some questions or ask for some clarification or whatever. Once the OSC feels like there's a set of recommendations that can be forwarded on, it will go to the full council for council review. And at that point, Claudio, it would be asked that there be full constituency involvement on those recommendations. So that and that's what the council always does before that the council takes any vote on approving it. Once the council then has approved the set of recommendations, they will go to the board for approval in terms of implementation. And one of the goals, like Olga said very well earlier, was to get as much involvement from the different constituencies and interest groups and community as possible at the working team level, so that when we get to the end, the various concerns have been grappled with and some decisions made that should make approval at the end much more easier. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Thank you, Chuck.
And then just a few comments on just what was said recently. And I think if I understood Victoria correctly, I think she said that she didn't think that these were really major, substantial recommendations that we're putting forward. And I just wanted to comment that I think they are. I think they really go to the heart, really, of how different groups operate and potentially represent the stakeholder groups that they were formed to represent. So, especially I think when you're dealing with issues of membership other issues dealing with representation, I think it has an extremely large impact on a group's ability to represent its particular stakeholder group. So I do think that what we're putting forward here are very substantial recommendations. I also agreed with Tony's comment that I think we could, whatever recommendations we put forward, I don't think we need to do an expose, sort of critiquing the constituencies or the stakeholder groups. I just don't think it's necessary for basically putting forward the recommendations. I mean, we want to justify why we're saying a particular thing, but I think that could be done more from giving affirmative reasons for why the recommendation makes sense and sort of just keep it affirmative rather than saying, well, you know, this constituency has this problem and we're looking to fix that problem by putting forward this recommendation. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Olga, can I get in the queue?
Sure, Chuck, go ahead, please.
And I think we have a plan for dealing with the with these differences of opinion on this. The subtest teams are going to go back and work through their documents until they reach a point where they want to pass it on to the full working team, and then the full working team will grapple with some of the issues where there's not agreement as well.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Claudia. I also agree that we have to be constructive. I think that if some of us have found maybe problems in the dynamics of constituencies or working groups, could make proposals to, I mean, from the positive side, trying to bring a change, and we should focus on constructive proposals. And hearing the process that we have to go through, OSC, the GNSO, and then to the constituencies, we have to be constructive. If not, we will have our document will be not approved or not considered. So, any other comments on this point?
I just make a short comment.
Sure, Victoria, go ahead.
I know my views are quite, you know, I have different views, and it's the tone of my report that people are talking about. So, I mean, I have to say, I mean, I think the fact that there's been so much resistance, you know, that there is a strong preference to maintain the status quo, and I think to some extent, we have to be honest, a resistance to accept the fact there is a problem. I've certainly raised these issues in my own constituency, and nothing has happened. So, I mean, you know, I think, well, it's all very well to put things in a construct, and I perfectly agree. You know, once we end up with recommendations, we can reflect the level of support that there is, et cetera, and the level of, the reasons for the support, the reasons for the dissent, and what have you in the normal way. But, you know, we've met enormous resistance in this working group to accepting that there is a problem, and that's with really basic things like publishing decisions of committees or the fact of committees. I mean, very, very, very basic stuff. I don't have a vote in my constituency, which I think is astonishing. You know, I mean, there are problems, and so, I apologize if people think it's too critical. I perfectly accept and take that on board, but I do think that it's necessary there's a resistance to accepting that there's an issue. Otherwise, these things would have been improved voluntarily a long time ago, and we certainly wouldn't be fighting every step of the way now. Anyway.
Could I respond to that, Olga?
Sure, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Victoria, for your comment and understanding. As to why this was not addressed before, I think it could be due to the fact that we have had rather a lot to do with, first of all, the development of the new GTLD PDP, which was 3 years of hard work, and all the running around we've had to do with the reform of the GNSO, which is still going on. And that has stretched the resources of time and manpower in all of our constituencies to quite an interesting limit. So I think that's probably the reply to the last point you made.
Thanks, Jenny.
This is Claudio. Could I make a comment?
Sure, Claudio, go ahead.
I wanted to address something that Victoria said because about voting constituency, because I know it's something that is a concern of hers, and she's raised it a couple times on the list and within this group, and I just wanted to share my views on it to give others, I think, just my, you know, some context or perspective to her claim that it's astonishing that she doesn't have a vote in the IPC. I believe the IPC was the only constituency historically to allow individual members to participate. And currently they participate as observers. And the idea behind that, I think, was to encourage participation, allow people to join the constituency, contribute, have a voice to what the constituency does. And so that's the rationale there. And it could be spun to say, well, it's somehow discouraging participation, but that was the idea there, to basically allow a larger group of participants to join and get involved. And so the IPC settled on this particular voting structure to ensure that basically it was still representing the particular stakeholder group that it decided to represent. And I think that that's something that is, as I commented on the list, I think you see that in different organs of ICANN where you have non-voting members. I just wanted to just mention that as my views on the issue.
And, you know, the Olga, if I can jump in.
Sure.
The voting issue is a very good one for us to be grappling with. I think one of the general assumptions that are one of the general issues that we need to come to grips with is, and this is my opinion, one size fits all doesn't work across the very diverse stakeholder groups and constituencies that we have. Now, that doesn't mean that there can't be some principles that all groups should follow. But if we try to make a one size fits all for every stakeholder group, for example, it won't work. I think I gave some very specific illustrations in my comments, not only to Victoria's document, but also to SS's, where, you know, for example, allowing individuals to vote in the contracted parties doesn't work because, by definition, a member is a contracted party, which is an organization. That doesn't mean individuals can't participate. But anyway, and now's not the time to talk about the specifics because the subtask groups are going to do that. But I want to point out that, you know, every one of the issues we're grappling with, we should grapple with, and then we need to come up with a recommendation. But my main point then is let's try not to fit everybody in the same box because we're in very different boxes.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean that the status quo, everybody's pushing for the status quo. I disagree with that statement made by both SS and Victoria. But we do want to examine the issues. If we do suggest changes, we need to make sure we carefully evaluate the impact and whether it works. And my comments really, I think, for the most part, were geared that way to provide examples of where, hey, this needs more definition or it won't work in this situation, I don't believe, so that we get it right when we come out with our final recommendation.
Could I just add to that? I think that's a great comment, Chuck. Could I just jump in?
Sure, Victoria, go ahead.
I think that's a really good point that you make, Chuck, and I think, you know, it comes back to everything we've been talking about. I mean, rather than looking at pure status quo or change, I mean, I think we all need to engage with the real detail of the recommendations on the table. And, you know, if the exact proposed recommendation doesn't work, we need to work through the possible alternatives, you know. And, I mean, I think that's the only way we're going to make any progress, sort of, you know, taking a very sort of perhaps analytical approach to it. You know, so I think, you know, I just raised that because I think it's going to be most helpful, we're going to make most progress if people come back with very precise comments, do you know what I mean, factually based, they give examples, I mean, sort of general, you know, don't like it or it won't work sort of thing, just won't help us try and iron something out that everyone could live with. So I just urge people to, I know it takes a lot of time to try and think that those things through, but now that we've got some, you know, working with the precise language of the recommendations, we ought to be able to do that.
Yeah, totally agree, Victoria. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why you heard me complaining that, hey, I don't have time to do all this, because when you do go through it in detail, it is very time-consuming, but, frankly, that's what we're going to have to do to end up with documents that we can support.
Okay. Anyone else want to comment on this point?
I just like to I'm not too clear on the way forward, Olga. The subtask is going to do the wording on this, but I think there are things out there which we as a general group are already inputting into, right? And I've just heard that we should be specific. I'd be happy to do that and start sending some comments on this draft which was presented yesterday with, as Victoria correctly suggests, you know, substantiating the comments with some analysis and factual data.
Let's do the following. Let me summarize some proposals of organizing our work that we have received from Charco and from some of you. Work. Sub-working team leaders should try to prepare draft documents, maybe in 1 week, a new draft version summarizing all the inputs that they have received. Not trying to reach consensus among their sub-working team, but just have a new draft version including what was already commented, which I think is a lot of value in all the comments sent this week. Is that feasible? You think that's a good idea? One draft, new draft document in approximately 1 week, send it to the list again, but then they should reach consensus among their sub-working teams. Is that feasible? Who's this? Victoria?
It's Krista.
Oh, Krista. Go ahead, Krista.
I think I might be confused because I thought that that I understood half of what you said. The first part being that there was going to be another draft for each subtask group created, but that was going to be for the internal group, or the subtask team, if you will, to review and reach consensus on, not for the entire list to review.
Yes, maybe I expressed myself wrong. Yeah, the idea is for each subtask working team have their own new draft, but including all the exchange of ideas that were done, that has been done this week, which is very good. So each subtask working team should try to reach consensus, and we could discuss which is the proper timing for that. Could be maybe for the next conference call, or that's too soon. What do others think? I think that the level of agreement in between the different subtask working teams is different.
This is my impression.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Can
Olga?
I comment, Olga?
Who was Victoria and Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, Victoria,
and then me,
go ahead, please.
Tony Harris.
Okay, so certainly I can work with that time frame, but as I said, if, as I said earlier, I mean, I'll read all the comments that have come in on the full report, but what I'd like to do, because I think it'll be most productive for our sub-team, is I'm going to recirculate the recommendations only. We're just going to focus on the recommendations. We can come back to the once we've got some consensus or made some progress on the recommendations, we can come back to general commentary in the report, right? So this is particularly for my sub-task. So I'm very happy to incorporate comments and get in further comments perhaps by Wednesday on just on the recommendations, just the text of the recommendations, and then perhaps have a meeting this week or very beginning of next week with the subtasks. So that works for me if it works for the rest of the members of the subtask group. I don't know if it's going to work for other teams, but they might have different issues.
Tony?
I think that's a good suggestion and I support it.
And Olga, a practical question.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna ask Julie. Julie, if any of the subtask leaders need a little bit of help getting this going in terms of integrating comments or whatever they decide to do, do you have any bandwidth to help them?
Yeah, this is Julie. I can certainly assist. You know, it's whatever you'd like me to do. Just if you want to. Send me, you know, ask me to incorporate, you know, various comments and so on. I can do that, and I incorporate them as comments or incorporate edits. Sure, that'd be fine.
Thanks.
Okay, Victoria, and you need to arrange a call in between the group and your subtask group. Maybe when do you think that could be done?
Well, if you're out this week, why don't we do it next Monday, Olga? Get
next
comments
Monday,
in this week.
I'll be traveling.
Next month. Oh, not this Monday. Not next Monday.
Oh, the
Monday
other one.
After.
That's fine. That's fine for me. Yeah.
Well, so we try and do as much as we can. I'll recirculate the recommendations. We can try and get more detailed comments in on the recommendations, do what we can on the list, and I aim to have a call on the Monday after.
I guess everybody's familiar with the doodle, but it's a nice way to find out a common time for people.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we try to get some conclusions or some consensus in between sub-working teams by the next conference call in 2 weeks? You think that's feasible? I think I think the timing for the different sub-working teams is different. Maybe, Victoria, then you need more time, which is fine. If we need more time, we will take it. but perhaps we can review the status of the consensus among the sub-working teams in our next conference call in 2 weeks. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
So the issue about having a draft document and all that that I suggested should be internal task of the sub-working teams, and try to focus on the smaller groups and try to reach consensus if possible. And if not possible, then we review the situation in 2 weeks. And Victoria, I'm happy to participate in a conference call, not the next week, but the other one. And let's try to set up a doodle, as Chuck said, and see if the other ones can join us. And if some other working team, some working team leader needs assistance about conference calls, or maybe Julie can help them, just let me know, or Julie, or express it on the mailing list, and try to, and so we try to organize our work. You think that's a plan?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, hold on. This is Claudia. I just had a question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Are there any deadlines as far as when we're expected to complete our work?
That's a good question. Chuck, can you help us?
Sure.
With that?
No. Obviously, the board wants these things to, the improvements to happen as soon as possible. But the GNSO Improvements Committee, when they did some of their work, and even the Council of the Whole, there was general understanding that most of the GNSO improvements would be worked, the implementation plans would be developed well beyond the sole meeting when the new structure takes place. So there are just a few that needed to happen before that meeting, and most of those are with the council operations team that Ray Fassett is chairing, because there's the rules of procedure for the council, at least some of those need to be redone and in place, in other words, approved before the meeting in Seoul. So no, if we need the rest of the year to do this, it's more important that we get it right and that we do incorporate all views and demonstrate that we've had good input and we've come up with recommendations and that we show the level of support than it is that we rush it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Very, very clarifying. And so once we finish the call, I'll write this small work plan that we have agreed. And any other comments?
Just one. Ultimately, then, it's the board that's going to determine whether our implementation recommendations fulfill the recommendations that they made. So they could come back at the end and say, hey, you know, you made this recommendation here. We don't think that this is satisfactory. We want you to go back and do it. So it'll be the board that makes the final test on our implementation plan recommendations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Any other comments? Okay. It's 1 hour. Time to finish our call. Thank you very much for your active participation. I think that there is a lot of value in these discussions and in this argumentation of our different ideas, and I think that we are doing a great job. So thank you very much again for joining the call. Let's keep in touch in the sub-working teams and, of course, in the list also, and we talk again in 2 weeks. And, Victoria, we will arrange the call for our sub-working team.
Great.
Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you.
Sorry, this is Glenn. Just,
yes,
we're going to send out a doodle for that call on the,
right.
I believe it is the 21st of September. And must it only be for Olga, or must it be for the whole team, for Olga and Victoria?
It's Olga, Victoria. Victoria, can you help me? Who else is in the sub-working team?
Olga, Victoria, and
Rafik.
I think it's Michael also.
Michael, that's
and
right.
Michael, yes.
And SS is a to deal with duplication.
And SS.
Isn't Claudio on that team?
Oh yeah,
too?
And Claudio. Sorry.
It's Claudio.
Claudio.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry
thank
too.
You, Glenn. Thank you so much. Have a nice weekend, all of you.
You too.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.